Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first quarter of 2013 results conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Bill Williams, President and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Williams.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning. During this conference call, we will discuss our financial results for the first quarter ended December 31, 2012, and provide an update on operations. The presentation is available on the front page of the company website under the quick links entitled Q1 2013 Presentation at www.arvana.com. We ask that you please look at the forward-looking statement on slide two and take a moment to read it in its entirety. I would like to welcome on the call with me today Daniela Dimitrov, Chief Financial Officer, and Jim Jock, Chief Operating Officer. Once we have completed our presentation, we welcome questions, and the operator will explain how you may participate as we draw to a close. Note that this call is being recorded, and it will be made available on our website for replay. We will begin with Daniela providing a summary of our financial results for the first quarter ended December 31, 2012, which were released Friday, February 8th, and are available in their entirety on our company website and SEDAR. Daniela?
Thank you, Bill. I'm now on slide three of our presentation. We ended the first quarter with unrestricted cash of $12 million and long-term debt of $57.7 million. Subsequent to the end of the first quarter in January of 2013, we made a principal and interest payment of just over $5 million, reducing our total long debt balance to approximately $53 million currently, and with our next payment already being deposited into a reserve account and that being due at April 2nd. So we expect our debt balance immediately right after the end of the second quarter to be just over $50 million. Turning to slide four, revenue for the first quarter was $34 million with gross margin of just over $11 million or 33%. EBITDA for the first quarter was just over $10 million at $10.7 million or 31%. Revenue in the first quarter of fiscal 2013 decreased 33% compared to our fourth quarter of fiscal 2012 primarily for two reasons. We had copper concentrates produced at the EVBC mine in the first quarter of fiscal 2013 with a value of approximately $7 million in inventory at the end of the quarter. And that product was sold immediately after the end of the quarter, and the revenue was recognized in the second quarter. We also experienced lower production primarily due to lower grade and corresponding lower sales at the UMD mine. Adjusted net income for the quarter was $4.34 million or 3 cents a share. This excludes the unrealized in this quarter gains from the revaluation of our financial instruments that were outstanding at the end of the period and the tax effect of that gain that had to go through our income statement. Adjusted net income decreased from 9 cents a share in the fourth quarter of fiscal 2012 for the reasons that I noted previously, that is lower metal sales at the EVBC mine and lower production and lower sales at the UMZ mine. To give you an idea of the magnitude of that difference, gold production from the EVBC mine was 5,200 ounces higher than our sales in the first quarter of 8,759 ounces. Working capital, excluding cash balances and restricted cash, was $7.6 million at the end of the first quarter, and cash flow from operating activities before changes in non-cash working capital were $8.2 million for the first quarter. Our capital expenditures were also much lower this quarter as a result of a number of capital-intensive projects at the EVBC mine being completed, and that's the hoist, the tailings impoundment lift, and a high wall pushback. So we are expecting, as we commented in our MD&A, those capital expenditures that were at about $40 million last year to come down in this fiscal year. Now to update you on our key projects, EVBC in Spain, our flagship Don Mario, UMZ mine in Bolivia, and the Copperwood project in Michigan, is Jim, our chief operating officer. Jim?
Thank you, Daniela. Turning to slide eight, EVBC. The shaft was commissioned during the fourth quarter of fiscal 2012 and became operational in Q1. Hoisted tons productivity included continues to improve as bottlenecks are identified and corrected. Improved mine planning and better performance of mechanized mining in higher grade ore oxide zones, among other things, have increased efficiencies. We continue to investigate alternatives to maximize mill output, enhance recoveries, seek improved head grade, and increase gold production and reduce cost per ounce gold produced. Turning to slide 9, during the first quarter of 2013, the EVBC mine produced 13,949 ounces of gold, 1.3 million pounds of copper, and 42,877 ounces of silver. We continue to project fiscal year 2013 production at EVBC to be 63,000 ounces gold, 6 million pounds copper, and 200,000 ounces silver. As noted in slide 10, cash costs net of byproduct revenues for the quarter were $847 per ounce of gold sold. We expect cash costs to be approximately $700 per ounce of gold sold during the fiscal year. Turning to slide 12, Don Mario UMZ, commercial production at the Don Mario Upper Mineralized Zone, or UMZ, began in January 2012. A high lead copper concentrate, a copper cement, a lead concentrate, and a talc-rich precious metal concentrate were produced during the first quarter. The copper cement is contracted for sale until the end of fiscal year 2014 and copper concentrate until December 2013. The company processed oxide ore through the LPF circuit for approximately 15 days at a throughput of 1,800 tons a day, and sulfide-bearing ore 75 days for flotation only processing in a throughput of approximately 2,700 tons per day. The focus of the UMZ mine continues to be the improved recoveries of both LPF and flotation only processes. During the fiscal quarter of 2013, the company filed an updated 43-101 technical report with a mine life extending into 2018. Turning to slide 13, during the first quarter, 3,810 ounces of gold, 3 million pounds of copper, and 195,000 ounces of silver were produced from UMZ. We continue to project fiscal year 2013 production at UMZ to be 12,000 ounces gold, 12 million pounds of copper, and 650,000 ounces of silver. Moving to slide 14, improving and stabilizing performance continue to be the highest priority. In the first quarter, co-product cash cost for gold per ounce sold was $1,039 per ounce. Copper cash cost per pound sold was approximately $2.03. Cash cost per ounce sold was approximately $20. On to slide 16-17, the Copperwood project. It has made significant year-end permitting for Copperwood. During 2012, the Michigan State 632 mine permit, the permit to install air quality permit and the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permits were granted. We expect wetlands permit or 404 permit to be granted in the very near future. The company will investigate means of advancing the project in earnest once the wetlands permits is received, turning the bill for the conclusion.
Thanks, Jim. I'd like you to turn back to slide 6. Our gold production during the quarter was 17,759 ounces. Copper production was over 4.3 million pounds, and silver production was over 230,000 ounces. And we continue to forecast overproduction for fiscal year 2013 to be 75,000 ounces gold, 18 million pounds of copper, and 850,000 ounces of silver. Stabilization of the operation allowed us to focus on improving operations, further increase cash flow, and pay down our debt, as well as advance the permitting of the Copperwood project. I will now turn it over to Michael and open the line for questions.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before dialing your selection. If you have a question, you can register by dialing star 1 on your telephone keypad, and you can cancel your question if you wish by dialing the pound sign. please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. And the first question is from Christoph Dulles. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on a great quarter. As you guys know, my one concern with you guys is just the working capital issue. Looking forward over the next kind of quarter, do you expect to have to continue to draw down on funds advanced from Fabulosa and or Bolivian banks, or do you think that that has stopped and we should, you know, you won't need to draw down additional funds from those sources?
Daniela, go ahead.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, thanks.
So we drew down $2.5 million we drew down $2 million in December from Fabulosa. Our loan balance sits at $5.7 million, and on that front, under that short-term facility, we started interest and standby fees payments at the end of January, and our first principal payment is due June 1 of $1 million. We do not expect at this time to draw down any further amounts under that Fabulosa facility. The $2 million that we did draw down was advanced to the EVBC operation to deal with working capital issues that we had as a result of production issues that really started at the end of the summer and into September. That operation has stabilized, and we do not anticipate to make any further advancements on that front to EVBC.
And what about with Don Mario and the Bolivian banks?
In terms of Don Mario and the Bolivian banks, our overall short-term facilities stood at just under $10 million at the end of the quarter. We expect to be bringing that down to, as the loans renew, to somewhere around $7 million over the course of the year. And on that, from that front, we also use that or the short-term loans really as an expropriation risk management tool from that effect. And therefore, we do expect to continue to carry a short-term loan balance or short-term debt in the country for that reason.
Okay, but it certainly sounds like you guys aren't going to be drawing down significant amounts. It certainly sounds like you guys think that free cash flow is basically not only going to help start paying these down, but will actually, you guys should be...
We're going to start accumulating cash. Yeah, in terms of Anglo Pacific, which I think is the, you know, the other short-term liability that we had come due on January 1st, of this year of $3.1 million. So we've been able to refinance that over a six-month period. Our first payment we made at the end of January, so we expect to pay that off by the end of June. We're chipping away at it slowly, Chris, but certainly chipping away at it.
And my follow-up on that is just, what was the magnitude of the sales of the inventory? I didn't quite get it. Was it $7 million that you, from copper?
No, we had 1,000 wet metric tons of copper concentrates in inventory December 31. The
mm-hmm.
revenue we recognized in January on that sale is $7.8
million. Yeah, so that'll make your next quarter look much rosier, I would
think. Yeah, and we also had about 2,000 ounces of gold in the Doré circuit, so that was also an inventory at December 31st, and that was subsequently sold, and obviously right after quarter end.
And so that would represent about $3.5 million.
Yeah, so we certainly expect in terms of Q2 at EVBC, top line higher than Q4.
Well, congratulations, guys. Great quarter, and you've turned the corner from an ops perspective. And so hopefully the balance sheet will continue to improve over the next several quarters.
Yeah, appreciate it, Chris.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question at this time. There are no other questions. I would like to turn the conference back over to you, Mr. Williams.
Well, thanks for joining us today, and enjoy the day. Valentine's Day, so send something nice or a nice message to your loved ones. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, your conference is now ended. All callers are asked to hang up their lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.